listening to The Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. I'm here with my great co-host, Mary. That'll cost you $10, by the way, Mary. And our great guest, Dr. Susan Franks and Dr. Frank Lawless, who are guiding us on a guided imagery journey. If you have a question, you'd like to know more about this, or tell us your story, you can share it with us by calling at 919-860-973, or you can send an email to Lois, our great producer at radio at cancersupport, the number 4, the letter U.org. Go to Cornucopia's website at cancersupport, the number 4, the letter U.org.
We're just so grateful to have Dr. Frank Lawless and Dr. Susan Franks with us tonight. Dr. Lawless is an internationally renowned clinical psychologist who specializes in medical psychology and rehabilitation. He's pioneered groundbreaking studies and innovative approaches in the care of cancer patients. He's also the principal advisor of the Dr. Phil Show and director of psychological testing for American Mensa. And Dr. Franks is a clinical health psychologist and tenured associate professor of family medicine in the Texas College of Osteopathic Medicine at the UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth, and she's director of Triumph, Training Resources in Understanding My Power and Healing. Thank you both for being with us tonight. So I think we might have a call.
That's right. Welcome into That Cancer Show. What's your name?
I'm Griffin.
Hi there, Jeannie. Welcome into That Cancer Show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing good. Glad to have you on tonight. Appreciate you calling.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, can you tell us about your journey with cancer?
Yes. In 2007, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And shortly thereafter, I did a baseline CT. This wonderful doctor in Beverly Hills decided that she wanted to have a baseline CT scan. And during that scan, discovered a spot that looked suspicious and ended up discovering that I had the breast cancer, although it was relatively small in one breast and had not passed through any lymph nodes, had metastasized from L4 in my spine. So I started out from the get-go with metastatic cancer. Mm-hmm. What we basically, when she started telling me all the dire statistics, I just basically held up my hand and said, you know, I don't believe in all of that, so you do the medical and I'll do the spiritual journey. And that's how we did it.
And you used guided imagery to do that.
I sure did. I used Western medicine and guided imagery and visualization, and I can tell you today, 5 years later, I'm cancer-free.
How many times in our show that we have, even though different topics, one of the themes of the people that are the survivors are the ones who went in it with a positive attitude. They went in there like, yes, I am going to beat this.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I had adhered to is that my sister is a nurse, and she was telling me that cancer cells are pretty, they're relatively dumb. They go in and they start reproducing and saying, oh my gosh, this is an emergency. And, get haywire. And so I began thinking about that. And so I did a visualization and a guided journey into a meditation. And I went to the cancer cells and said, you know, I need to know what you're here for. And I understand that you think this is an emergency. And thank you very much for getting into high emergency and trying to reproduce and take care of me. But you know what? I don't need this kind of help. So I'm going to ask you all to calm down. And I just kept visualizing that and going in. And so I don't use the words fight cancer because I believe in what we resist persists. So I went in to befriend it. You know, I just went in and said, thank you very much, but I don't need this. And so, that was part of one of my journeys that I did. The other is I had finally made a decision to do chemotherapy, and I wasn't real excited about all those toxins in my body. So I thought, how on earth am I going to make peace with these drugs? So in meditation, as with the use of guided imagery, I went in to ask, okay, what am I going to do? How can I allow toxic fear to come into my body? And I got this vision of the tree, which is where taxotere comes from. And it's a very poisonous tree. So I thought, okay, when they start administering that chemo drug to me, I will allow the tree spirit to come into my veins and to do its best work while it's trying to help me. And then Adriamycin is got a lot of horrible nicknames within the cancer community, and I just rejected all of those. And I thought, now, what could I do with Adriamycin? And its generic name is something like Doxy something or other. And I had two dachshunds that I adored, and my vet used to call them land sharks. So I began visualizing my two little dachshunds every time the doxycycline, or whatever the name of this adriamycin was, came into my system. I allowed these two little dachshunds to come in and ferret their spirit, to ferret out all the cancer cells and the dis-ease in my body and anything that was unlike the original creation of the cells in my body. And then the last one was Cytoxin, and that I thought, how am I going to make peace with that? And Cy was the name of both my father and my brother, and both of those relationships, I knew I was very loved by those gentlemen, but I also knew that those relationships were pretty fraught with some difficulties. So I decided that both men had passed, and I thought, I will allow those guys to come in and love me every time the Cytoxin was going to be administered. And that's a pretty, very, very toxic drug that has to be administered where I had it by the nurse, so that they couldn't put it in a drip, because if you had a severe reaction, they could stop it immediately. So with the use of those positive images, I was able to get through the six treatments of chemotherapy.
Wow.
And then when I was doing radiation, I had 35 radiation treatments afterward, and then a whole week of radiation, just stereotactic radiation spine in that L4 area. And so I did visualization there, and also I took my little iPod and Andrea Bocelli, and I would just kind of leave my body there, and we and I would go listen to opera while they were radiating my body. And I had a Russian doctor who was checking on my radiation one time, and he looked around at my back and he saw signs of cupping, because I had also gone to Chinese doctors to do some acupuncture and also cupping. So I would employ most everything. I employed Reiki, guided visualizations, guided imagery, prayer and meditation, every kind of alternative care, positive care that I could, in addition to Western medicine.
It sounds like it. Jeannie, the images that you're sharing are very powerful. And I mean, you here in the studio, Lois and Dave and I, we could just like picture everything that you're saying. And thank you so much for just sharing those personal images with us. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, one of our participants at Cornucopia, her husband wrote in our little journal book about his wife and guided imagery. And one of the things he said, and I quote, was, "She said this morning that even though she feels as weak as a rag doll, all of the caring messages, prayers, and positive thoughts are strengthening her more each day. One of the interesting things that she has noticed is that reading your messages during her episodes of pain is truly the most soothing balm. No drugs for her. Yay for the power of mind, body, and spirit."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Three more.
Oh, well, we're just so glad that you joined us and shared with us, Jeannie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow. Well, that was very, very powerful. I'm still there right now.
Yes.
Absolutely. Coming up, how did you, have you used guided imagery? Let us know your story. You can call now at 919-860-9783. Email our great producer, Lois. You can do so by emailing her at radio@cancersupport4u.org. And you're listening to That Cancer Show.